Welcome back to this week's edition of the Midweek Reality Check with Michael Pinto, where I try to keep Wall Street and your money real.
Okay, well, this week's podcast is called Full Steam Towards Intractable Stagflation. The Fed kicked off another unwarranted, disgusting, and dangerous rate cutting cycle today with a 25 basis point cut and two more scheduled for this year. But this new cycle should be the most devastating for the purchasing power of Americans in history. Despite the fact that the unemployment rate is an historically low 4.3%, Q3 GDP growth is running at 3.4%, financial conditions are extremely easy, credit spreads are extremely tight, inflation is 50% above the target and has been above 2% for 52 months in a row, the home price to income ratio is at record high, the total market cap of equities as a percentage of GDP is at a record 218%, and inflation has already severely injured the middle class, our central bank has set a course to render most Americans into penury. The labor market economists at the Fed are fretting about a few weak data points regarding the labor market, and that is their excuse to begin printing even more money and artificially pushing interest rates lower. Of course, there is no doubt that the labor market is weakening. I know that. As a quick recap, the job openings and labor turnover report showed around 7.18 million listings in July, according to the BLS. This is one of the lowest readings in job opening levels since the pandemic was causing a crash in the U.S. economy. The ADP report for August showed an anemic increase of just 54,000 jobs, down sharply from 104,000 in July. Then we have the data from the BLS on the August non-farm payroll report. There were only 22,000 jobs created. The last 3 months averaged 29,000 jobs. And finally, we have the benchmark labor revisions from the BLS released recently. There were an incredible 911,000 less jobs than originally reported during the period of April 2024 through March of 2025. The worst ever payroll revision in the 26 years of this series. But despite the slowing labor market, we find inflation rates rising. Headline CPI for August increased by 2.9% year over year, up from 2.7% in July. However, what Powell does not understand is the weak labor market has more to do with the supply of labor being cut off due to immigration reforms. I talked about this extensively last week. It is not indicative of an economy that is falling off a cliff. And this is crucial to understand. Even if GDP growth was contracting, recessions, which involve falling asset prices and rising unemployment rates, are a natural and healthy part of the business cycle. They are necessary to remediate economic imbalances. But by trying to prevent all economic tremors from occurring, our government is setting us up for a cataclysmic financial earthquake. The condition we have now is a classic case of stagflation, anemic GDP growth with rising prices. But thanks to the efforts of our Fed, we are putting the conditions in place for a situation where the economy suffers from protracted and intractable stagflation. If you had any question whatsoever about which mandate, full employment and stable prices, the Fed cares most about, it is clearly employment that wins the day. The overly financialized U.S. economy is indeed showing the early signs of faltering. I'm not arguing that. But I say, so what? We must also allow this cathartic cleansing to occur. Wall Street must decrease while the middle class increases. This is the only pathway for a viable country. But the Fed has forced investors way out along the risk curve. For some examples, Tricolor Holdings, a used car seller and subprime auto lender, filed for Chapter 7 liquidation bankruptcy last week. The company made more than $1 billion worth of auto loans last year, according to a report from Kroll Bond Rating Agency. Tricolor funded the loans it made by packaging them into asset-backed securities that it sold to bond investors. Tricolor has sold almost $2 billion worth of such securities since 2022. Many of which remain outstanding according to data compiled by Bloomberg. Auto loan debt is not the only type of credit that is under pressure. Seriously delinquent credit card debt has now increased to the highest level in the past 14 years. Mortgage loans are also in danger. FHA secure loans, which require a measly 3.5% down payment, have replaced Ninja loans. The dollar amount of FHA loans was $3.7 billion leading into the global financial crisis. Now it is $40 billion. As of the first quarter of 2025, the total dollar amount of seriously delinquent mortgages in the U.S. was approximately $110 billion, according to LendingTree. While the underwriting standards have greatly improved since the global financial crisis of 2007, that does not mean the odds of another housing crisis are low. Investors own between 20 and 30% of all U.S. single-family homes. Therefore, the supply of homes for sale can increase sharply. It is very dangerous, a very dangerous setup due to the record low affordability of real estate. There is now a record $18.4 trillion worth of consumer debt. And we now see rising default rates on auto and student loans. The latter default rate is at a 21-year high. Then we have the $1.7 trillion private credit market, which really didn't even exist 15 years ago. Private credit consists of non-bank loans made to companies that cannot tap traditional bank lending or the corporate bond market. Therefore, they generally have greater risk with much less liquidity. The total U.S. corporate bond market now stands at a record $11.4 trillion outstanding, with a $1.8 trillion held in junk debt. The result of all this borrowing and printing is that home prices are out of reach of most Americans, and the total market cap of equities as a percentage of GDP is now 218%. By the way, if you thought tariffs were paying down the U.S. debt, listen to this. The budget deficit for the month of August came in at $345 billion. It was the largest monthly deficit for all of this year and the second largest August deficit on record. The budget deficit for fiscal 2025 just reached $2 trillion with 1 month left in the fiscal year. Therefore, we are light years away from paying down one dime of the $37 trillion national debt, and instead still piling on more than $2 trillion a year onto that debt dung heap, with the size of annual deficits guaranteed to increase from the current onerous level. There is no mystery how we got here. By artificially forcing interest rates down and monetizing both public and private debt, the Fed has encouraged an exorbitant amount of debt to be incurred, which pushed asset prices into the thermosphere. Hence, we no longer have a free market economy. Rather, we have one that is massively financialized and totally politicized. The Fed just started another rate cutting cycle, but this one began with acute inflation and insolvency already in place. If it does indeed turn out to be the start of a significant rate cutting cycle, then intractable and stagflation will become the salient risk. Now, holding a fixed percentage of bonds and closet indexing the S&P 500 in your portfolio just will not work during recessions and stagflations. We remain net long U.S. and foreign stocks and own the belly of the U.S. Treasury curve. We also have shorted the long end of the bond market and own precious metals in preparation of this stagflation. Having a process that can profit during all macroeconomic conditions is the only winning strategy.
Thank you so much for listening to this edition of The Reality Check, 5 minutes of sanity in an insane world. Please remember, if you are not already an investor with PPS, you can email me directly using mpento@pentoport.com or call the office using 732-772-9500. To get information about our portfolio services. You should also go to Amazon and order my book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Subscribers should contact an investment advisor before acting on any information contained in this podcast. No information on this podcast constitutes an offer to sell or buy any financial instruments or to provide any investment services. Subscribers understand there's an inherent risk in investing. PPS is a registered investment advisor.